The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Caddy Boy Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Fairways, and we are going to talk about how to improve your golf game one stroke at a time. Let's grab our clubs and head to the first tee.
Cast, I'm your host, Dr. Fairways. Welcome to episode one, guys. It's going to be a very interesting podcast for myself. This is a new avenue for me in terms of really speaking my mind about what I've experienced through golf and what I feel like I can help other people with, especially the mid to high handicappers and improving. I'd like to start off this podcast with just telling my viewers about myself and my journey. I started playing golf when I was about 4 years old. I was the only one in my family that played golf. My dad would go every couple weeks with some buddies just to get out of the house and spend some time away. And then one weekend, my mom suggested that he take myself and my brothers just to get out and get some exercise in. And we ended up at a driving range. And about 4 years old, I kind of realized that it was the one sport I was half decent at. Didn't take golf too seriously up until high school, where I had to choose between baseball and golf. Ultimately made the better decision to stay on the golf course and pursue that. Played all through high school, really learned a lot about the community of golf and the friends that you can make really quickly just by, you know, showing up to a range and being social and putting yourself out there. High school golf was, I would say, less than a success in terms of score. Averaged probably about 87 in high school. Graduated in 2020, which was COVID. Found myself playing a lot of golf and felt like I always had the mental side of the game and just not the physical. But through COVID, I kind of found my skill and kind of honed it in. Ended up transferring to a college up in NorCal that had a Division II program and decided just to walk onto the team after not playing competitive for about 3 or 4 years. Seemed to really work out. I ended up coming up just 2 shots short of making that team, but it really showed me at the time that I was a lot closer than I thought I was to accomplishing something that I didn't even know I wanted to accomplish. Which brought me here to Dominican, and Coach Gary at the time offered me a spot, and I happily took it and ended up winning my first college event, grabbed a couple top fives along the way, and we got one more year left, and here we are. And, you know, it's been such an eye-opening journey to what you think you know versus what you come to learn. And it's something that I'm really excited to share with my viewers. So that's just a little bit about old Dr. Fairways. We're going to talk today just about discipline, especially off the tee. Many golfers don't lose strokes from bad swings. They lose it off bad decisions, right? Because unless you have proper education, you don't know the difference between a good decision and a bad decision off the tee. Now, if we're looking at a par four with trouble on the right and OB on the left, and both of them are at 250 yards, you know, most amateurs or most players would just take their driver and try to test the hazard or the out of bounds. But with no real consistency in shot shape or knowledge of how far your driver can potentially go, you're really putting yourself in trouble. And discipline is choosing the 230-yard club that keeps the ball in play. You know, pros such as Tiger Woods built a shot that almost guaranteed them a ball in play every single time. He called it the stinger. Now, for him, that was just a 3-iron or a 4-iron that was back in his stance, flighted down so it could hit the ground quick and it would run. And, you know, he was one of the very first guys to have a consistent shape or a shot like that would just keep him in and away, or away from trouble, rather. And you see players like Gary Woodland now has it. You see Chris Goddard, big name on tour right now. He has that shot in the bag. And what we learn from that is essentially, you know, our A game is great, but more likely in golf, we're playing with our B minus to C game, and we need a shot under pressure that we can control the outcome of at least 8 to 9 times out of 10, because golf isn't a perfect sport. It's about maintaining your misses. And also what that helps accomplish is we try to learn how to play the hole backwards. So when we do that, it's the question of what do we want our shot into the green to look like? Do we want it to be from the right side of the fairway to a left pin to get that angle? Is there water and on the left side, so we want to veer to the right? What number do I have left in? Do I struggle from 80 yards? Is 100 yards a perfect number for me? These are all questions that we need to get pretty comfortable with asking ourselves, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of discipline. But the real thing is you got to pick a number and hit that number as many times as you can. That's really the key to improving in golf slowly. That's just one of the many things that we're going to talk about on this podcast. You know, a big modern piece of technology that we have in the game of golf today is strokes gained. And strokes gained teaches us that it's more important to be in the fairway than how far down the fairway we really are, because we are losing half a shot out of the rough and close to a full shot in a fairway bunker because our lie is not consistent. We don't know how that ball is going to come out, if it's going to spin, if it's going to come out fat. Is it sitting up in the rough? Is it sitting down? If we're in the bunker, is there a lip in front of us? Do we have to play out safe? And then your hole is just starting off bad when all we really want to do off the tee is just get the ball in play and in a consistent spot. And when we're thinking about all this, we really have to ask ourselves, like, how many penalty strokes are we taking in a round? And where are they coming from? Because the thing I've noticed with my game, and as well as many amateurs that I've helped on the range and during some local events, is I find that they have no control over what their ball's doing off the tee. They're missing it left 2 out of 5 times, and they're missing it right 3 of the other times. So until we can build a consistent shape off the tee, there's no real way to build a foundation. Which leads us to expectations, especially because golf is a game of misses, and it's just how we manage them is really the way that we score. Even scratch golfers miss greens. Top PGA Tour players hit 65% of their greens in a round, which means they're missing at least 6 to 7 of their greens. And these are the best players in the world. So the real question is, if the best player in the world misses 6 greens, why are you melting down after only missing 1? And the thing with the best players in the world is they're also missing on the correct side of greens if they're missing. Yes, they are human, and they are golfers at the end of the day, so they will short side themselves eventually at some point. But they are skilled enough to get out of there with a par or maybe a bogey at worst, when the average amateur is going to try to hit the special shot that they've never practiced and more than likely can't pull off just to try to save par. When the pro is short-sided, over, got to hit a 25-yard flop shot over a bunker, they understand that 10 to 15 feet long of that pin is a better shot than most, and they rather take that than any kind of extra trouble that can come into play. So they rather have their 10 to 15 footer, which, by the way, is a 20 to 25% make percentage putt. They rather take that percentage, and if they make it, great, they saved a shot. If not, they take their bogey and they live to see another day. The reason the pros are so good is because they understand that in times of trouble, you take your medicine. Another thing is they aren't really worried about how the ball gets to the spot. I mean, yes, they nitpick because golfers are essentially perfectionist, but if you thin a ball or if you chunk it, but it ends up pretty dang close to where you wanted it to, that's more than likely a good shot, or you just got away with it. But the average amateur has such an issue with giving themselves praise over not the perfect shot, because the perfect shot doesn't exist. The perfect shot is the 2-foot tap in that you make for your triple or your birdie that you hit exactly how you wanted to, and it ended up in the bottom of the cup. Now, again, golf is not a game of perfection. It's how we manage our imperfections. The way that we can also handle imperfection is also understanding that some scores on certain holes are pretty good. And pretty good is going to have to do until you develop true skill in every part of the game, which takes time and dedication. And for the average golfer, they more than likely don't have that much time. I mean, myself as a college player, I spend probably close to 2 to 4 hours a day practicing almost every part of my game. So I will show up to the range, I'll hit probably 50 to 60 golf balls, with every single one of them having a set process in doing so. You know, I've seen amateurs at the range that I go to, and they'll hit 2 large buckets before I even finish a medium, because quantity isn't what really gets your skill set in golf. It's quality. And if you can make sure that you're practicing with more quality than quantity, you're going to start seeing leaps and bounds of improvement in no time. And when you get that improvement, you know, it's really easy to have expectations, because you put in all this work. You were at the range for a week. You hit the same 7-iron 150 times. Why isn't it working on the course? Well, Tiger Woods has been playing since he was 3 years old, and he's the best player in the world. He didn't win every tournament he played. He played some bad rounds. Every player in the world has had a bad day of golf. It'll happen. So to have expectations going into the round of golf is really only hurting you. It's not hurting anybody else. For example, if we get to a par five, let's say our first shot hit off a tree, our second shot we got back into play, it was pretty solid. We have 200 yards, we roll something up near the green, kind of chunk our chip, but we make a 10-footer for par. You know, we can be upset that, you know, we didn't get the third shot on the green, or that we short-sided ourselves with the chip, but at the end of the day, there's no pictures on a scorecard. Par is par, and we will take par. Honestly, I'd say 100% of the time. If you would offer me a round of golf that had 6 bogeys and 4 birdies and a couple pars, or a round with 16 pars and 2 bogeys, I would take that round of golf. It's low stress. It's easy to manage. We know what we can improve on, and we live to see another day, because golf is really a game where we need to learn from our mistakes. Again, I will say it. Golf isn't about perfect shots. It's about avoiding doubles. So the next round you play, make sure we leave our ego in the car. We can't be angry after missing greens, because it's just going to hurt us in the long run. And take care of your penalty shots. See where they're coming from. If you realize that you're three putting or four putting a lot, then I think we know where the problem is. And we can say, oh, we didn't hit it close enough, or our irons aren't good. Well, maybe it's because you four putted. You know, golf is a game that's going to hold a mirror in your face and tell you exactly what you need to work on if you will let it. So make sure that we're listening to ourselves. Don't do yourselves the disservice of not letting the game teach you what it's trying to teach you. Hold yourself accountable. You don't need to think better. I apologize. You don't need to swing better. You need to think better. Listen, I ain't gonna guarantee that what I tell you is gonna fix you immediately. I don't do band-aids on this podcast. If you wanna listen and you wanna learn about how to really get better at the chess game of golf, Dr. Fairways is your guy. I will write you a prescription for all of that, but this prescription is gonna take a little time to kick in. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to the first podcast. Really appreciate you. Have so much more to share. Come on back to the first tee when you're ready to find out.